Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation of young Catholics to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be reflecting on a gospel passage from the Gospel of Mark, the beginning chapter of the Gospel of Mark. So I'm going to go ahead and open up in a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we just ask right now that this gospel might speak to us in a new and a profound way today, that it might help us recognize your kingship and your authority in our lives. Amen. Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath, he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. Okay, so Christ is showing who is top dog to these demons. And they recognize that Christ is the Alpha in this situation. And I think this is such a fascinating gospel because we actually get to see firsthand Christ's divine power in full effect, right? Christ is not playing any games here. He does not waste any time listening to the devil's suggestions or the devil's backtalk or even the devil's flattery, right? He just is like, "Quiet, come out of him." I think this is such a fascinating passage because even everyone in the crowd acknowledges that Christ teaches with an authority and with a power and with a knowledge that they had not seen before, right? It's like the difference between talking to someone who kind of knows what they're talking about and someone who is a legitimate expert in their field, right? They just carry just an aura about them, like an essence about them that you're like, "Whoa, this guy is the real deal." And you see, what's so interesting is that even the people, right, who are listening to God, who are listening to Christ as he preached, right, as they were saying, he teaches with a new authority, what they're recognizing in Christ is they're recognizing Christ as the truth, right? So Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life," right? And so what they are recognizing is this fundamental characteristic of Jesus, which is truth, right? They recognize the truth, and there's something about truth that just resonates to the very depths of our being, to the very core of our being, right? And you know, and the devil is known to twist and to lie and to you know, do all these different things, but even the devil himself cannot lie when he acknowledges the supreme power of God. When he says, "I know who you are the Holy One of God." That's probably the only truth that the devil has ever said and probably will ever say. But with that being said, do we recognize the authority and the power that Christ has in our lives? Right? When Jesus says to us that we need to become children, right, in order to inherit the kingdom of God, do we believe that? Do we let that resonate with us, right, to the deepest core of our being? When Jesus says that you must pick up your cross and follow me, do we recognize that as truth? Do we recognize that as a new teaching authority, a new power? When Jesus says that the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, right? And that if we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, that we must look like him, that we must be meek and humble of heart. When we hear all these different parts of the Bible, all these different parts of Christ's preaching, do we recognize that as truth?
Do we recognize that Christ himself as the truth, he doesn't speak in half measures. He doesn't speak in a way where he's going to, you know, game you one way and then, you know, surprise you with another thing in the next. Right? Christ is truth. Christ himself is the fullness of truth. And so my encouragement for you today is, do you recognize Christ's truth in your life? When you read something in the scriptures, or when you read a church teaching, do you challenge it, or do you let it sit with you to your very core and let it change you because Christ loves you? Again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Mark. My name is Gabriel. Thank you for listening, and may you have a wonderful rest of the day. May God bless you. Bye-bye.